We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. Busy news day. Peter Strzok finally sitting down. Oh, the pace on Capitol Hill. Why do you testify at 10 a.m. and then, well, oh, it's lunchtime now and not much has happened. And then, oh, quitting time at 4 o'clock. And it's unbelievable. But we're awaiting testimony. We'll give you some of the highlights as it happens today. And also, New Jersey now, look, this opiate thing is huge. Do you think that seventh graders should be required to learn how to improve they know how to administer Narcan? New Jersey's taking away the exit skill test and reading and math and things like that. Those are not useful. But you have to know how to administer Narcan. I'll tell you about that coming up. But first, Selena Zito has such an eye for Americana, the woman who predicted President Trump's win well before. And I really look forward to her New York Post column every Sunday. So this past Sunday, it's called The Culture Club is where this appeared. Selena Zito wrote about Tyler Merritt. She said he wears a wristband that catches the light. The inscription on it reads, Army CPT Clayton O. Carpenter, New York in loving memory, 15 January 2014. And Carpenter, like Merritt, was a helicopter platoon leader for the 160th Special Operations Aviation Regiment, known as Night Stalkers. They conducted reconnaissance missions at night, almost always on short notice, using very high speeds at low altitudes. And Merritt has gone on, after his veteran status, to found a company that just plays into where America is, I believe. She writes, a veteran has found success making clothes for a niche audience, patriots. And it's a wide variety of patriotic gear, some of it with a pretty shirts with slogans like All Rifles Matter or Stomp My Flag, I'll Stomp Your. All right. So joining us is Tyler Merritt on the Spring Dance Hot Tubs hotline here in Philadelphia. Tyler, welcome to the show. Good morning. Thank you very much.
Hey, I appreciate having me.
Well, Selena Zito, we are huge fans here, and when she spots you and writes about this, it really matters. So tell me about the idea. What is it, your apparel company? First of all, what's the name and the significance of the name, Tyler?
So Nine Line is an iconic word or phrase in the military. It's a distress call. If someone's injured on battlefield, they call in a Nine Line. And helicopter pilots like myself would come in and individuals off the battlefield, but when the wounds subside and the injuries are relatively, you know, controlled, there's still a need for continued care and advocation and discussions.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea behind the brand is try to bring those who serve and those who don't, try to close the civil military divide between not just military members, but first responders and other what we consider patriotic Americans, individuals who have volunteered to protect us. And so the brand has certain tenets, and it's to pay homage to those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice and those who continue to serve in many different facets, whether it's in the military, police, fire departments, and then to also hold respect for the flag and the national anthem, which we've had these tenets for years, but it's somehow become controversial because of the NFL, because of all of these other distractions going on. But while it is controversial, I don't think it should be. I think it's something that the common man, the silent majority of America, you know, we believe in these things, and now we can wear it.
What's the most controversial shirt, would you say, to those that are, you know, don't get this, that are on the other side? Is it the Stomp my flag and I'll stomp your blank. Is that the one?
No, that one's actually very well respected. And it's you know, obviously the right to free speech should be open to everyone. So it's your right to go and do lots of things, to include burn and stomp the American flag. It's my right to be able to call you an idiot and a jerk and to, you know, plan words. But really the most controversial would probably be the "I stand" for the national anthem. It's just a very simple statement that says, "I personally
right.
stand for the national anthem."
That you get controversy around that. What are you, squelching freedom of speech of millionaires or something?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I am very vocal about my distaste for people like Colin Kaepernick. And I'm not going to hold any punches, and I've done many different interviews to discuss it. But, you know, let him be an idiot, because my simple response it has an overwhelming amount of support to the point where I'm selling 30,000-40,000 units of "I Stand for the National Anthem."
Wow.
Which is great. So please continue to do stupid things.
Well, exactly.
I appreciate our stance.
Yeah, and Tyler Merritt with us. Tyler, Zelina Zito says, too, your company has been one of the fastest-growing companies as recognized by Inc. magazine, $9.8 million in sales. And I see it seems to be a pretty lean machine there with not a lot of people turning it out. You also raised $1.5 million for wounded veterans. So this is a powerhouse business that's taken off. And I think you've kind of delineated the reason. People want to publicly make a statement about some of these things, like "I stand for the national anthem."
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I've got a lot of friends that have come back much less fortunate than me, missing multiple limbs with an incredible amount of mental, physical anguish, and they struggle. You know, I struggle, and it's nice to be able to give back to the community, and it's nice to encourage other organizations to do so and to advocate. And you know, we're just excited to be part of the team. We partnered with incredible organizations, from American Airlines to, you know, starting to work with Gary Sinise Foundation and some other incredible organizations that do a lot for our veterans. And there's a lot of need that's still required.
Well, Gary Sinise is a personal hero of mine. We've had him on many times, and the stuff he does, and then you partnering with him, that's magnificent. What's the website?
That is our hope to do that. They're right. Taking over the American Airlines initiative with the Skyball Express, which is an incredible organization. And we're doing some similar things. You know, our next initiative for the Nine Line Foundation is to build 12 tiny homes for our homeless veterans,
mm-hmm.
and try to get people off the street. And it's something that any of your listeners, anyone who's an employer, anyone who knows someone who's really struggling, knows a veteran that's teetering on the homelessness epidemic increasing, you know, reach out to them. They're incredible employees. I've got two employees right now that were just recently homeless, and they're the hardest working individuals that I've ever had.
Well, give us the website where people can go and take a look at all the T-shirts and other things that you're offering now. It's quite a nice apparel center there, and you know, I'm not sure we're past Father's Day what holiday we'd point to, but treat yourself with this. You'll love it. They're high quality. They look great. Where did they go, Tyler?
NineLineApparel.com has all of our merchandising, and anyone who's interested in helping out with some of our initiatives, it's NineLineFoundation.org.
Nine Line, all one word, NineLineApparel.com.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Tyler, thank you very much. Thanks for the work you're doing. Continued success. And well, this is like the good housekeeping seal. When Zelina Zito writes about you in this manner, that's tremendous.
I appreciate it.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.